What does the election of Donald Trump as president mean for trade? Well, joining us now is Marilyn Geewax. She's senior business editor at NPR. Hi, Marilyn.
Hi, Jeremy.
So it's only been 3 days since the election, but it does seem like U.S. trade policy is already changing.
Yeah, it really has changed a lot, actually, just this week. So we can start with that one big thing, the Trans-Pacific Partnership, TPP. We can declare that dead. This is that huge trade deal. It was supposed to involve the United States and 11 other countries that are around the Pacific Rim. So we're talking about Japan, Australia, Singapore. By tying those countries together, President Obama hoped to create this thing he was calling a pivot to Asia. He wanted us to work more closely with those Asian partners to counterbalance China. But, you know, they had years of negotiations. He finally gets this deal. He wants it to go straight to Congress for this up or down vote. And he hoped that he could get that after the election, that the lame duck Congress would just take it up and pass it. But that hope is really now entirely gone. Trump's been very clear that he does not want TPP, or at least not the Obama version of it. And Republican lawmakers are just not going to cross their new president. And, you know, that means that right after the election, the Senate Majority Leader, Mitch McConnell, he's a Republican, said that this existing TPP deal is never going to get a vote during the Obama era. So that is that.
That's that for TPP, this potential trade deal that the U.S. would have been a part of. But what about existing trade deals, including NAFTA, the North American Free Trade Agreement that's been in place for more than 20 years?
Well, Trump had made his opposition to NAFTA really one of the key points in his campaign, and he's going to follow through on that. He says he's going to renegotiate the deal. But of course, when you have a deal that involves Canada and Mexico and it's been signed by Congress, that's a tough thing to just – you can't just tear it up.
Right.
I mean, it's a treaty with other countries. So you have to get everybody to reopen the talks. But what's interesting is it looks like Canada and Mexico say, yeah, we'll go along with reopening those talks.
Well, here's the Canadian ambassador to the U.S., David McNaughton, speaking on the CBC.
Obviously, any trade deal can be improved. And to the degree that the president-elect of the United States wants to see improvements to NAFTA, you know, we'd be happy to sit down and talk. We've got some things that I think we'd like to see, and happy to have that discussion with him when he settles in.
And you say Mexico is also interested in talking?
Yes, Mexico's economy minister said that they'd be willing to talk at it too, but about it. But Jeremy, you can't just, as I said, you know, it's not something you just tear apart or throw it all out. This has been in place since 1994, so there are all these supply chains. That think about the auto industry. They have car parts made in Mexico. They assemble some in Canada. They sell things in the United States. It's a very complex supply chain that goes all up and down the continent, and that's certainly true too for a lot of our farmers who have deals where, you know, if you grow potatoes in Idaho, you want to sell them to Mexico. So it's not something that is easily changed, but apparently it can be changed.
So it sounds like a lot of uncertainty ahead when it comes to trade, and we'll be watching and we'll be talking to you about it. NPR senior business editor Marilyn Geewax, thanks so much.
Oh, you're welcome, Jeremy.